This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
So, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Some of the finest parts you've ever seen in your life. Some of the finest AR platform weapons ever put together. The home of the binary trigger, the home of the Reformation line, and the home of Providence. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Yesterday I got ready to do the show, and I'm getting ready to do the show, and then all of a sudden, literally at 5 p.m., the show goes live, 6 p.m. Eastern. At 5 p.m., a veritable army of digger-uppers from the cable company shows up and digs up everything. No interwebs for me. So, here we are today. So, we're just going to act like, I guess like it's Tuesday. But since we didn't get to have Monday, we're going to act like it's Monday as well. So, kicking off the week, as we are wont to do, is now video shooter. He's also doing that. He's also a writer and a podcaster. And his name is Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it's great to be with you.
So did that video work out for you the way you wanted it to?
It worked like a champ.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Rob is doing a buyer beware. So he wanted a little help editing, and it wasn't that much. I mean, I didn't really do anything. So anyway.
But I do appreciate it because it's a... You know, if, Bill, if a neighbor said, I'm looking at firearms, Bill, can you help me? They have very basic questions. That's how I was with video editing. Bill just said, oh, yeah, little boy, watch this. Oh, click, done. We're perfect. Hey, speaking of being pushed around like a child, did you see what happened in Virginia today?
Are you talking about, what do they call him, Coon Man Northam?
Yes.
Governor
Northam in Virginia.
Yeah.
Let's back up. There's a number of governors who've said, we're going to hold special sessions and I get to dictate what the agenda is. Happened in Portland and all the Republicans got up and left.
Sure.
In that case, the Oregon governor was going to impose climate carbon rationing, and everybody who wasn't from Portland said, we have jobs to heck with you. In Virginia, because of the attack in a municipal building several weeks ago now, the governor said, we need a special session. And, well, this is what he then turned around to ask for. Now, remember, this is a man who came into a municipal building, a government employee,
right,
and killed his coworkers. So we need to ban assault weapons, even though the murderer used handguns.
Right.
And we need universal background checks, even though he passed
background checks.
And we need one gun a month law. But the guy bought his guns 2 years apart years ago. So it goes on, you know, mandatory reporting, extreme risk protection orders, mandatory firearms safety, meaning you have to lock up an unsecured firearm. Oh, mandatory storage.
Don't forget the bump stock ban.
Was that in there too?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I missed it. Thank you. Great catch.
And the suppressor ban.
Yes, in there too. And and basically, the governor said, it's Tuesday, I want gun control, so you have to come back and pass it. Thank goodness there were some adults. Now, what I don't understand is the president, the Republican president of the Virginia Senate said, well, I have a gun control proposal I could forward. And at which point his majority whip said, not while I'm majority whip, I resign. That deal fell apart. And both legislatures, Senate and House in Virginia, adjourned after 2 hours.
He also had one that I really would have loved to have had seen the definition of this. Charge gun owners with a felony if a child has access to a loaded gun. How would we define access? Does that mean, like, if you have children and you have guns in the house and they're loaded, are you breaking the law?
Right.
Yeah, he and red flag orders. He wanted red flag orders, too.
That's right. And yeah. What's the definition of a child? Does that mean so young enough that they can't own a firearm? And
I don't know.
For that to be 21. Well, so
wait a minute. I thought they wanted them to start voting when they were 13 or something. Well,
yes. You know. But so, isn't that interesting? I can have a 20-year-old daughter married with children, and the governor says, no, it's a felony if she has access to a firearm to protect her family.
Mm.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, we have to talk about that. I'd like to get started now. Maybe we'll finish up. Maybe not. I just posted an article that says gun control puts women at risk. And I went through it. You know, you start these ideas. In this case, this was a neighbor. And wow. You and I forget. Yeah, well, let's just say you and I are not easily intimidated. We're large men.
Sure.
But men are 2/3 stronger than women. If you say, here, just blind, come around the corner, a guy and a girl. The guy's going to pick on the girl. He's going to have a physical advantage 90% of the time. So everybody can say, well, some women are. I go, look, I'll take 90% says men are stronger. And particularly in our upper body, we're faster. Our bones are more dense. We can take harder blows to our entire body without breaking bones. This puts women at a huge disadvantage if they have to go hand to hand, and a firearm is a distance tool. Why don't gun control proponents say, well, yeah, but women will just have to get beaten up? Because that's what they're advocating. It's frightening.
Well, what they're advocating is just, they're advocating that we become defenseless, and then the next question should be, when they're advocating for us being defenseless, we should be asking, trying to have a look of sincerity on our face and not a look of, I can't stand you and I have nothing but contempt for you. We should be looking at them and saying, so with the average response time of police departments at 11.11 minutes nationwide, exactly how does being defenseless make it better for me in the event of a crime occurring wherever I'm at, home invasion, mugging, whatever it is? I mean, how explain to me how that works. Do you know how much damage can be done in 11.11 minutes?
It's frightening to me. But that's the obvious one, being disarmed.
Yep.
But there's all these little nibbles. Now, you've heard the joke on the range, limited capacity magazines, right? And a guy goes, all right, I guess we're all going to 45s now.
Well, they're all limited, though. I mean, every magazine capacity is limited in some way. None of them are infinite. I mean, that's a really interesting play on words they use when they use that. We're coming up on the break, though, Rob. We're coming up on the break. And,
okay.
Rob, I don't know if you've ever known this, but since I've been doing the WORD gig, so now whenever the WORD listeners, whenever I'm not there and they get the podcast, they really enjoy when you're on the show. So, because you are a writer and a podcaster of note, and, you know, you're out there and you're doing a lot of media all the time. You can find the written word at Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can find it as a featured writer at CrashDaily.com and Amoland.com. And we're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I think the next thing I've got coming to test is the 308 militia rifle, which I will test that happily. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, we got short-circuited yesterday by a bunch of guys with some backhoes. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I just can't stand
it, man. It's looking like Caddyshack, and did they find the gopher?
No, they didn't. You know, every time I, for some reason, every time I get a new weapon, when I pull it up and peer down the sights the first time, you remember when Bill Murray's trying to kill the gopher in that movie with a rifle?
Mm-hmm.
And he's screaming, freeze, gopher! I do that every time I pull up a new weapon. That's just my first thing I say. I wonder how many people are changing the station right now over that one. Yes.
That's right. If people get that on video, the protection order is going to chase you down the hallway.
Yeah, they don't even have them here in South Carolina. So anyway, yes.
We were talking about all the strange ways that gun control makes it harder for women to defend themselves. Look, guys are bigger. Guns are an advantage to women in that they level the physical conflict. I think magazine capacity limits are a disadvantage since, in general, women tend to like smaller calibers. They go,
right.
Look, you know, if the gun moves a lot when I shoot it, I'll shoot it more times. Awesome. If that's what works for you. And that tends to be a difference between men and women. Until the legislators get involved and say, no, ma'am, you can't shoot them more often. That's too many cartridges in your gun. And the thing that comes to me is, would we ever tell a female police officer to limit how much ammunition she carries in her gun? Never.
No. I think in that event that I would have to, you know, this is why they have these guys. You should be one too. You should be an expert witness. With all the self-defense things you're looking at now, you're becoming sort of an expert at this. But I've always thought the reason you start shooting people when they're coming at you is to deanimate them to where they stop coming at you. And if that does it in one, yeah, to make them stop. And if that does it in one shot, great. But if it takes six shots, it's nice to have the six shots it's going to take to deanimate them. Because if you hit them in center mass most of the time, they're going to pass away at some point. They're going to die. They're going to exsanguinate at some moment there. You're going to ruin one of the internal organs they just can't bounce back from. But that might not be before they kill you. You might shoot them and hit them a couple times center mass, and they might get up on you and still be strangling you and kill you before they die themselves. So that's where I think an expert witness needs to be ready to go.
I don't know how to interpret that, Bill. I have exactly that same impression.
You know,
center of mass, and this guy's done for. And yet, when we look at the statistics, what is it? 7 out of 8 people who get shot with a handgun live to fight another day.
Yeah.
Now, does that mean most people miss center of mass? I don't know that. Fascinating question. Thank you. You just gave me something to study for this week.
when we were taking the class, right? Not only did they want us to hit center mass, they were actually having us shoot at detailed. They had us shooting at a little box. They had the box and they had the triangle.
Right.
The triangle represented the eyes and the nose, the triangle. And if you hit somebody there with a gunshot, you're probably going to deanimate them.
Very quickly.
But it's a very small target. And even though we weren't in gunfights initially when we were starting that pull up and throwing them in, you know, what, at 5 yards?
Right.
Nobody was hitting the triangle. They called it the GUI. Nobody was hitting the GUI, so you know, that's part of a skill set. That's part of a acquired skill that you got to go through and everything. But and that's with all of our motor skills still in place because we're not in the middle of a dump.
An adrenal dump.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to go for it.
Go ahead.
And
2.5 minutes. Go.
I had a carry story. It's 10 o'clock. You're riding with your girlfriend. She goes, oh, honey, I need cash for tomorrow. You go to an ATM at the credit union at 10 at night. Isn't that like going to the watering hole with the lions and tigers around?
Well, more like the crocodiles.
The guy stays in the car. He's not head down in his cell phone. Girlfriend checks out some cash, and two guys come around the corner. Uh-oh. One of them's armed, points a gun, girl's hands go up. Guy goes, whoops, this is a really bad idea. So the boyfriend rolls out of the car and shoots the attacker. No words are exchanged, just immediately, boom. And that made me think, that's a hostage shot. That's a hostage shot.
Yeah.
Could you do that in the dim? Okay, bad guys run away. One goes to the hospital, the other goes to jail. The boyfriend and girlfriend roll around the corner because they figure out this is not a safe place to be. Right around the corner is a police station. They go, hi, we'd like to report a shooting because we were in it and I did it. Wow. Wow. There's no time to go. My gun's back in the trunk. My gun's in the backpack. My gun's under the floorboards. It's
right.
Got to be right there, right now. You probably don't have a great view of the sights. And, okay, here's my pro tip. Go to the grocery store and get a cash advance. Just don't go to the ATM in the dark at 10 p.m. There you go.
ATMs are like, they're like a neon light in a moth environment.
Exactly.
I mean, I've had to do that before.
Sure.
And I was actually going, what I ended up doing was I just said, I'm not going to do it. Because, and I was, you know, I was as prepared as anybody could get for something going bad there. And I just said, I don't even want to be a part of that. I was doing an early morning gig at WORD, and I had to be there at 4, so I was up real early. And I just said, nope, ain't going to go by then. Coming up on the next break. You can also find Rob's work as a podcast. It's either Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast or the Polite Society podcast. And this is all available wherever you would find a podcast. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, iHeartRadio. Go find it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for everyone who wants him to get rid of Labor Secretary Alex Acosta.
If you go back and look at everybody else's decisions, whether it's a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney or a judge, you go back 12 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago and look at their past decisions, I would think you'd probably find that they would wish they maybe did it a different way.
The labor secretary facing some heat as he gave a cushy plea deal to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. House Democratic leaders plan to move ahead on contempt proceedings against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, this over them defying subpoenas regarding the 2020 census. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway says she doesn't understand what the fuss is all about.
I would ask the Democrats, I hear their screaming rhetoric, but truly, what are you afraid of?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The bumps I use is because they're popular music, and hopefully if a gun grabber hears this playing in the background, they'll have an anxiety, you know, a panic attack or something. I'm just trying to, you know, trying to help us evolve. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, writer, podcaster. You have to do that every now and again, Rob, just to point out, you know, why you do certain things, whether your motivations for picking that song, that kind of thing. Every time somebody watches Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels now, at the end of the movie, all the gun grabbers are going to have a panic attack.
A panic attack.
Playing. Just because that song's playing. I'm just trying to do public service here. That's all. Just trying to do public
service. I did some digging. You inspire me, Bill. I appreciate it so much.
Certainly.
Someone else came up with a number, I think it was Dave Workman, that you and I have seen this happen over again. The politicians rattle the sabers about gun control. We go buy guns. We go get concealed carry licenses.
Right.
Not perhaps what they intended. Washington State just bumped into a new record. They charge $55 to get a license. There's no training requirement. It's about 8.5% of the population has a carry permit. Not high, not low, just about what you'd expect in states that have almost no fees. You know, $10, you get it with your driver's license, walk in, congratulations, you're not a felon. When you get it that quickly, we expect to see the numbers up around 10%+. That tells us what we'll have when our states hopefully get constitutional carry. Not everyone will carry, about 10%. That's what we see when it's costless. Well, wait a minute. There are all the people in the U.S. that couldn't get guns. There are the people who said, I'm not going to spend 3 days and $500 to do it, like Illinois. Wow. In fact, that turns out when you combine the people who don't want to pay that much with those who don't even get the choice to pay something, it's just a flat no because they live in Maryland or California, that's 16 million of us are disarmed. Well, we know some things. You can go to the Center for Disease Control, find out how common sexual assault is. You can find out how many of those sexual assaults are committed on people who are over 21 years of age. Therefore, they could have had a firearm in public. And how many of those sexual attacks occurred in public? And then you look at how many people, the percentage of the population that would like to be armed but were denied. That's 1,800 sexual assaults each year,
right,
on people who were who wanted to be armed but were disarmed by the government. That's mass. Wow. If that happened in a war, we'd call it a genocide, right? Call it ethnic cleansing, that level of sexual assault.
That's what we would call it, ethnic cleansing, I think, yeah.
We have other statistics, and here's where it gets a little strange. At a minimum, when you look at the U.S. as a whole, about 23,000 of us were victimized. This is in a crime probably called aggravated assault, not necessarily murder.
Right.
Because we were disarmed by a gun. The higher estimate, if you use some of the numbers that Kleck came up with when he said, oh, as many as, what, 2.5 to 3.3 million people a year say they used a gun in self-defense.
Right.
That means almost 180 plus thousand of us were disarmed by gun control and wanted to be armed and were victimized. A fifth of a million.
Yeah.
But, you know, all of a sudden you're going, those are the sort of numbers you and I expect from China, not from what we think of as a free people in the United States. Gun control gets us hurt. Thank you for giving me up more than a few seconds to try and explain that. I don't know how to make it shorter. That's where I'll depend on somebody who's got the chops, someone like you. If you can figure out how we can shorten that down to a few minutes, I'd love to hear it, because that's the message that gets buried all the time, Bill.
And what is it that you need shortened now? I missed that part, obviously.
The fact that we have 30,000 to a fifth of a million people who are victimized. They wanted to defend themselves. They were disarmed by the state, and they were victims of crime each year. Wow.
I just would have... One sentence, my sentence would be 83% of all crime occurs in due to drugs, drug-related activity, and it happens in Democrat-controlled cities.
Okay.
And then I would say, go look, these are the cities, these are the people that can't have guns, do the math. How many people are disarmed in these cities?
How many criminals? Yeah,
no,
the criminals don't care.
Criminals aren't disarmed.
Oh, the
just
good guys?
The law-abiding are disarmed.
Yeah.
Law-abiding are disarmed. Or if we know that, you know, 2.5 to 3 million times a year a gun is stopping a crime, are they advocating that there be 3 million new victims per year because we don't? Can't
right.
Defend ourselves?
Ah.
Is that what they want to do?
I'm so glad I deal with professionals. Thank you for bringing me that.
That's equality. That's equality, Rob. We got to be pushing for equality.
Yeah. Oh, we're all victims now? Is this the AOC gun control plan? Did you see where Swalwell out of California?
Yeah.
Dropped out?
Well, he wasn't polling as high as a potted plant.
Well, I guess you can't be all Bloomberg all the time and get any attraction from voters. Thank goodness.
You know, when you get on TV, first things first, if you want to get out there and say, well, listen, if in a war against the United States, we wanted to take the guns, we'll just nuke you. You should right then and there make a mental note to yourself, never run for president, because that one ain't going to fly. Nobody's going to allow somebody that idiotic. That's idiotic to say that when you're supposed to be in politics. You and I can say it all day long because we're not trying to run anything.
Right.
But you, if you actually have your finger on a degree of power, which he doesn't, he's a U.S. congressman. He's one of 435 people. And right now, the Democrats can't even agree with themselves. So you got four Democrats right now, four Democratic freshmen who are basically running Nancy Pelosi all over the place, and she's trying to, you know, she just passed something along the border for funding because she realizes that there's an election coming up, and they've done nothing. So, you know, when you're one of 435 and you're doing nothing, maybe you just ought to be seen and not heard. I don't know.
It's interesting, though, because the press releases coming out of, for example, Virginia, after the legislature adjourned, they said, well, that just shows what cowards the Republicans are. And I'm thinking, you mean they didn't roll over and pass a bunch of ineffective gun control, and you call that being cowardly? And I just wonder how this news is received in public. We know the ninjas get it. I appreciate for the people who listen past the headlines. I just don't know how common that is.
Let's get on that when we get back. We're coming up on the next break. Rob is a writer. He's a podcaster. Slow Facts WordPress blog is where everything originates with writing. And, of course, the podcast Self-Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast. You can find them all over wherever any good podcast is at. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. Having to adjust something here. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. Spoke to Jay Jacobson today. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and you were asking what is the reception of people when they hear certain parts of news.
Right. Right. You and I hear the, I think of it as extremism coming from gun control candidates. I would have said Democrats, except here we had the Senate president of Virginia, a Republican, say, well, I could come up with some gun control. That may have been a fake. We don't know. And we're going, do you guys actually think that works? Then we just see the absolute train wreck when they propose legislation, often like what happened in California, a public referendum. Yes, let's register ammunition. And the same guys who brought us Obamacare tried to put up a website, and tens of thousands of people can't buy ammunition because we're making sure they're not a felon. Go, dude, are you out of your mind? You think criminals can't get ammo? We shoot, what was it, 8 billion cartridges a year?
I think we ought to get some money together and go put a ammo store on the Nevada border.
Right.
We could call it All Ammo All the Time. You take the first 12 hours, and I'll take the second. In 36 hours, we'll be able to hire somebody, yeah.
In the land of theory, you can't bring ammo into California. There's a little sign that says that.
Really?
Well, how do you prove to me that I didn't have this ammo when I left?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Right.
Well, they believe in open borders anyway. I don't see how this would be a problem. That's great.
Touche. Open. Yeah. You just gave me something else to write about. Open borders for Mexican criminals.
Ammo open borders. Yeah.
So I'm sure that's going to be brought to a judge, hopefully the same judge who looked at the magazine ban and said, you guys in California are crazy. This has to stop. But to me, it seems over the edge. I wonder how other voters who are not in California consider it. I would love to know. Maybe the ninjas will, you know, leave you some messages on the page and let you know.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're not in California right now, because I'm afraid the big one's going to hit there any minute now. So that's good.
Gotcha.
But here's my thought on this. When you think about news, I think about the low info voter, and I think the low info voter probably gets that moniker because they only know what they pick up off the magic box.
Yep.
And of course the TV networks never talk about this kind of thing. And I can tell, you know, you don't have a YouTube channel, right?
Yeah, technically I do. I think I've got 3 videos up on.
Oh, okay. Well, do you watch any YouTube video?
Oh, sure.
Have you ever seen how many people do videos about investigating a haunted place that go there unarmed? Or say, they're like, we're going to go out and hunt for Bigfoot. And I brought my Kodak Instamatic. And so many people, I mean, a big majority of people that are doing things that are, I would say, public, have no concept of being prepared if things go sideways while they are there. Right. Now, which is not to say that a ghost, for example, if they really existed, you can shoot a ghost. But, you know, I'm not going anywhere. First of all, a concealed carrier would never go somewhere where they're going to be in danger anyway. That just goes against our creed, doesn't it?
It does, because there's going to be a gun if there's a fight.
Sure.
We'll have brought it. Yep.
The other part is that, and I know that sounds silly, but when you look at how many people, like when I go to SHOT Show, I don't like to, I have to fly to SHOT Show. So right. if I fly to an event, I'm not carrying a gun because I don't want to go through the hassle of the TSA.
Really?
No, I never carry a gun on. I never carry a gun flying. Now, if I'm driving, I'm carrying an arsenal.
But, wow. I have a very accommodating small airport near me. Not an issue at all. Now, I'm in Louisiana. You know, they look at you if you don't declare a gun and go, what's the matter with you, boy?
Well, it might not be as hard as I think it is. It might not be as hard as I think it is, but it, you know, I just haven't done it yet.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mean, I've got a couple of guns that would be good carry guns to go to, say, but see, in Las Vegas, in all of the venues,
right,
you can't, they're gun-free zones.
In theory.
There's definitely not in practice. No, there's nothing like that. No. Every one of those hotels take up acres of space, and they have 20 or 30 entrances on the bottom floor alone, and, I mean, there's just literally no way to do that.
Right.
But each one of every one of those hotels have a casino, and they have plenty of armed people there.
Right.
So.
Okay, I'll give away a tip. You know those little, you know, 3 or 4 button quick access safes?
Yeah.
Those make great check-in boxes as you travel.
See,
go ahead.
One of the places where my Mac, where I get my Mac worked on, they sell those because the owner of the place is a gun guy. And I've been asking him, hey, are these TSA approved? And he's like, I don't know.
Well, TSA is not allowed. Okay, the suitcase might have a TSA lock. That gun box cannot have a TSA lock. It's got your combination in there. You
right.
put your empty gun. It can be a loaded mag in there. You can have your ammo box, not a baggie, the plastic, the paper and plastic box that the ammo came in.
Right.
That goes in your luggage. Those two things go in. I have a firearm to declare. You don't walk up to the clerk and say, I have a gun, please. And they go, oh, may I see it? Is it unloaded? And they open it. They don't. You just tell them, yeah, there it is. See? They go, oh, nice box. Close up the world. They put a little piece of paper on it. Away it goes. TSA, you pick it up at the other end, go to the bathroom, you walk out armed.
Okay, I may have to try that next time. Oh. But I still don't know if I'll do it in Las Vegas, because most of the places on the Strip are in gun-free zones.
Yes.
Most of the places on the Strip. Now, the NRA meetups,
Right.
Most of the places we go for those things, they're open carry. I'm the only one who's not open carry, and I'm trying to hide it.
Right. So. Yes. But which, to me, was a revelation when someone pointed out to me, you and I have been in a room with 10,000 armed individuals.
At least.
And that's a pretty sizable army, Bill.
The funniest thing I've seen, we only got about a minute, but the funniest thing I've seen lately at an NRA meetup is when Donald Trump Jr. decided he wanted to be on the floor at the NRA meetup.
Right.
And you know, the Secret Service controls everywhere they speak, but they can't control the floor.
Right.
So the Secret Service came in there, and I expected to see a bunch of wide-eyed people. They seemed fairly relaxed. And Donald Trump brought Kimberly Guilfoyle in there, and they were checking places out and going and seeing things. And I think they went and saw Aero Precision, for example, and some other places.
Right.
So anyway, we are running out of time. You can find Rob's stuff at Slofax WordPress blog. That's where all of his writings originate and go out into the world. The Unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and the Ensemble Police Society podcast. We will redo this next week. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next from The Truth About Guns is Dan Zimmerman, Editor-in-Chief. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.